Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the EZTEC conference call to present the results of the fourth quarter 2018 and the full year. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants are in listen-only mode. After this, we will have the question and answer session when further instructions will be given for you to participate. Should any participant require assistance during the call, please press star zero. The audio and the slides of this conference are being presented simultaneously on the internet at www.ezacetepe.com.br/ir. The slideshow is also there and is available for download. Before proceeding, we would like to mention that forward-looking statements made during the event are based on the beliefs and assumptions of EZTEC's management and are based on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions and other operating factors could affect the future results of EZTEC and lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. With this, we would like to give the floor to Mr. Reynaldo Pazanese, who will begin the presentation. You may proceed, sir. A good morning to all of you, and thank you for participating in our fourth quarter 2018 and full year conference call. Another spectacular year, perhaps the best year in our history. We have had a record in financial results as well as a record in operational results, which shows the success of our strategy. This is precisely what we will comment on when we speak about the figures. I would like to highlight some of our main achievements. First of all, a record in EBITDA, the highest in the company history after having a year full of challenges. It's also a record that we had in the payout of dividends, and we paid out almost 2.1 billion in proceeds. That is to say, for each share, 12 reais, and this represented a spectacular payout, and we also have had a very important return on payout. Of course, this has an important fiscal impact on the company. Besides these records of distribution and proceeds, we attained the maximum price in our shares. The share was being sold at 75 reais in 2012. At present, it is much higher. When we look at the results of the year, we have a historical maximum in our share, the maximum amount of dividends, the highest possible EBITDA, and it's difficult to imagine a better year from the financial viewpoint. We also have a record in terms of fundraising and the lowest cost issuance of debentures for the year. Once again, this is proof of the capacity that we have of leveraging growth in a very competitive fashion. We had 660 million of debentures that we issued last year. We also had the green seal, and it was the debenture with the lowest cost in the market last year. This is simply a summary of the financial results. The same happened with our operational results. We have the best non-supplied energy index, which shows the quality and service rendering. We're at 10-6, which is an absolutely spectacular index, the best in our history, and it was also the lowest index of varied parcel for downtime. It's not the lowest value in absolute terms, but in terms of revenues, it is the lowest variable parcel in the history of the company. And this variable parcel is below very new companies. We have a park which has a significant age. We have a variable parcel that is lower vis-a-vis companies that have been undergoing recovery recently. We also hit a record in terms of revenues. We used more than 80 million in terms of reinforcement for the year 2018. Once again, another record. We had never been able to energize such a great number of projects. We attained level 3 in asset management, which is a spectacular level of maturity. We follow up on the quality of our assets. And of course, to crown all of this, I would like to thank all of the employees in the company. We attained the best result in the satisfaction survey in 2018. It's the best result for the group, for the company, and the best result of companies assessed in general. Once again, the working environment was the best in 2018. We, of course, have other significant recognitions. We're speaking about financial statements. We were awarded the Transparency Award, showing the excellency of our financial statements and the innovation we have. We have been acknowledged as a highly engaged company. We also received an award in asset management from London. This is our third consecutive year with this award. And once again, we are one of the best companies in the electrical sector. I would like to highlight additional points as well. We were very successful in auctions, the June 2018 auction, where we achieved 48 million of annual allowed revenue. We concluded the acquisition of ES Un. We moved forward in terms of the subsidiary. We integrated all of the subsidiaries at CETEP. And of course, all of these are highly positive results. Perhaps the challenges that we have this year refers to the tariff issue. We're reviewing the price bank and the regulatory basis. And I think that this at present represents our three main challenges for the year 2019, as well as the judicial pendency that we have with our BSE. And we, of course, want to continue our path towards growth. We are doing very well in the auctions where we bid, where we have made great strides when it comes to the ANEEL plan and when it comes to our own business plan. Therefore, we have great confidence that we will continue delivering value in the auctions that we have been awarded. We will participate in future awards, maintaining our financial discipline, and of course, delivering value with our enhanced management, operational efficiency, and growth through reinforcement and improvements, which will allow us that capacity to add value for the shareholders. This is what I wanted to mention in the beginning. We're quite satisfied with the results of this year and quite optimistic in terms of 2019. So I now give the floor to Decio to continue with the presentation. Thank you, Rinaldo. A good morning to all of you. We're now going to speak in more detail of this excellent year that we have, 2018. And beginning in the presentation, once again, we highlight the main points in the company in the financial aspects, strong cash flow with 2.8 RBSE, net revenue of 2.8 billion with a margin of more than 89% and a net income of 1.3 as a regulatory result. In operations, excellence, quality, and safety, non-supplied energy index, which is the best in the past 15 years, attaining 0.003%, an extremely low level. In terms of growth, we're doing very well. We have done our fundraising, and our projects are underway. I will speak about the outlook of some projects. And we had investments of 144 million, 245 million in pre-operational subsidiaries and a CAPEX growth for the construction of some projects with a very challenging schedule, which means that 2019 will focus on the effort we made towards auctions and translate into operational results. In terms of regulation, this year will be very important. We're awaiting the resolution from ANEEL, reduction of 17% for ESA CETEP's operation and maintenance costs. We continue debating an improvement in this percentage, a new definition to calculate the weighted average cost of capital, and the new ANEEL price reference approved in February of this year. Once again, all of this will lead us to the tariff review that should come into practice in July of 2019. In terms of dividends, we have a distribution of 2 billion and interest on capital to shareholders, a payout of 154%, an IFRS payout of 105%. In the next slide, we speak in details of our results. On slide number 4, you have the regulatory consolidated net revenue with a growth of 56%, with the share of RBSE for 12 months. That is to say, we had a full year of RBSE vis-a-vis only 6 months for 2017. And in the quarter, stability because of the payment calendar for RBSE that had this variation and, of course, the PA. In the next slide, we show you the consolidated costs and expenses. A increase of 16% for the quarter and 8% increase for the year. This because of the cost of capitalization. However, part of this is taken to our results, and because of this, we show greater expenses. This besides the collective bargaining that we had, and because of the fiscal situation of the company, some of the projects were channeled in another direction, and this has been recognized as an expense. And here you see the values of our consolidated expenses. Now, in the controllable items and taking away extraordinary expenses, we're very close to our previous results. We go on to slide number 6, where we have the regulatory equity income in AIMA data, a variation, and in Garanhuns, a variation of 8 to 14. Once again, the result of the adjustment that we did in income tax in Madeira, and in the case of Garanhuns, a tariff reduction with a negative effect in 2017, with a recovery at present. And this led to a growth of 156% in terms of the regulatory equity income for 2018. In the next slide, we see consolidated adjusted EBITDA based on the CVM instruction. And what we call adjusted EBITDA is a full EBITDA with a share of CTIP as well as another stake. And with this, we observe a growth of 64% in EBITDA margin to 84% thanks to the revenue improvement and the cost control during the year. We had a growth of 7 percentage points in the adjusted EBITDA margin between 2017 and 2018. The next slide shows you the consolidated financial results. And here we begin to see the spirit of our growth strategy. And it gives us that perception that we have a higher level of indebtedness, which is quite comfortable and compatible with our growth plans, enabling us to, of course, have this greater indebtedness. We have an increase in net financial expenses, and we have a few reductions that remain in cash, and because of this, we had higher financial results vis-a-vis the year 2017. And in the net financial results, a growth of 66 to 142 million. Once again, this is a reflection of our indebtedness and the company results.
The next slide shows us in everything that has been done in the periods that were described. And I would like to include that during the quarter and during the year, in addition to the RBSE, we have the use of the JCP. This gave us a tax savings that it is reflected on our net profit. It's not here in the regulatory net income, but I would like to talk about the adoption of CPC 47 that gave us 289 million in results of revenue before registering the register of the year and IPCA investment in the tariff cycle. That is something that was carried out by these IFRS figures, but I would just like to tell you that this helped us with the final result of the company. Here we have the cash flow, and here I would like to highlight, in addition to the RAP receivable, includes RBSE revenues, we have the efforts of investment that were done by the controlled companies, where all the fundraising we continue with investments, and there will be an increase in the investment of all the resources, and we will make contributions. Here we have 698 million as a total result of the period. And now, what about the dividends of 2 billion 64 million that? And we finished our position in 698 in cash by the end of the year. The next slide, 11, here we show the consolidated debt of the company, where we also can observe an increase. And here we can see a growth of the available from 402 for 477. We also have 250, 231, but we also have the gross debt increasing because of our effort of funding, taking advantage of the good opportunities of the marketing for our investment programs. With this, we had an increase of in our consolidated net debt of 1 billion reais. But once again, I want to face investments that will give us good profitability, and the average cost of the debt is 7.9%. At the end of the period, we would have to remember that all covenants are being fulfilled. Therefore, we do not have any problem regarding this point. The next slide shows us the difference that we have from IFRS 9 and 15, the differences where we had an effect in the central column of 189 million reais, and this is a result of the CPC 47. And in reality, and this is for local effects, and here we had our financial assets reclassified for contractual assets. And now what is important to mention is that as of the adoption of the CPC or IFRS, every time we re-energized our assets, every time we calculate lower costs than what we estimated in the beginning, this will be part of an additional result. This will be considered additional revenue. The other way around, when you have a project of a higher cost, it will be demonstrated by the IFRS results. These are important points that we have to mention and that show how our life will be after the CPC 47 and 48. Here we have the projects, here we have the images, we have different images showing the evolution from quarter to quarter, where we have 93% of contracting in 10 projects being executed, 40% of work executed for 4 projects under construction, 35% of the projects already have installation licenses issued, and 27% of revenue wrap of all auctions are under construction. And we, Itacurativa, Itaúna developments become operational in 2019, contributing to the company's result, and also reminding you that we will also have an adjustment regarding the costs that we will present for these projects. Now, the last slide here, we show the shareholder return at the end of this period. We had a yield and dividends of 17%. With a growth of the TRPL4 of 24%, and I would like to draw your attention to the split that will be mentioned in our meeting on April 24th. The ratio is 1-4 to increase the liquidity, because we believe that the TRPL4 will be even more attracted in addition to the business attributes. So with this, we can increase our liquidity. These were the points that we wanted to highlight to you. We are very happy. We are thankful to everyone for participating in this conference, and we're at your disposal to answer further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start our Q&A session. In order to pose a question, please press star 1. To withdraw your question from the list, press star 2. Once again, we would like to remind you that to pose questions, please press star 1. Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to remind you that to pose question, please press star 1. As we have no questions, I would like to hand it over to Mr. Reinaldo for his final remarks. I would just like to thank all of you for your participation and to wish you a great carnival. Have a very good morning. ISA CETEP's conference call has come to an end. We would like to thank all of you for your participation and have a good day. I found that some...